Hello and welcome to this WIL radio special, Illinois at the Oscars. I'm Jeff Bossert. In early 2014, the buzz around the photography of Vivian Mayer began to grow with the release of Finding Vivian Mayer, a documentary from John Maloof and Charlie Siskel that traces the negatives from the auction where Maloof bought them in 2007 to her current art world fame. That fame attracted the attention of David Deal, who filed suit alleging copyright infringement. Jason Meisner is the federal courts reporter for the Chicago Tribune. He's covered the case for the Tribune and joined us by phone on Monday. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Well, can we start by laying out the key players in this case?
The documentary that's up for an Oscar was co-written and directed by a guy named John Maloof. He was a realtor in Chicago, and he was also a part-time writer, and he was writing a book about one of our Chicago neighborhoods, and he was looking for old photographs of the city. And he ended up buying a whole load of Vivian Mayer's stuff that was in a storage locker, and he started producing some of the negatives and realized that they could be good, and he started putting them online and got an incredible reaction. He owns about 90% of Vivian Mayer's negatives, over 100,000 of them. And so he's the one who's got the documentary where he lays out how he discovered her work and tries to track down her heirs because she died penniless in Chicago in 2009. So there's this behind-the-scenes legal wrangling over what's going to happen.
Yeah, aggravated by the fact that she left no will and they can't find the one brother they believe that was may no longer be with us.
Right. In this documentary, John Maloof hires genealogists and they travel to France to look for relatives. He does uncover information about a brother, Charles, but the paper trail on him disappears in talking about 60 years ago. So there's no indication that he's still alive. But they also don't know if Charles had any children. And if he did, there would be heirs out there who would have the legal rights to Vivian Mayer's work. So that's what's going on.
Well, we not only have John Maloof, but don't we have another art dealer involved here, someone else who's claimed the right to some of this material?
There's another guy in Chicago named Jeffrey Goldstein who had about 18,000 negatives. And because of this ongoing battle, which is now tied up in Cook County probate court and could be for years, Jeffrey Goldstein sold his negatives to a gallery owner in Toronto a couple months back, against the wishes of the county. So there's all sorts of stuff going on. There's also, you mentioned this David Deal. He's in Virginia. He's an attorney who says that he's a fan of Vivian Mayer's work, and he thought they were violating copyright law. So he kind of inserted himself in this situation and got this whole ball rolling last year by going to Cook County Probate Court and filing on behalf of a guy in France that he claims is a cousin to Vivian Mayer. So there's a lot of moving parts. And in the meantime, you got this documentary up for an Oscar that's getting a lot of attention. So nobody knows how it's going to shake out.
Well, yeah, it should be a really happy time as we prepare for the Oscars. But there's this dark cloud of a legal mess, overshadowing all this.
Right. John Maloof, I interviewed him a couple times in the last few weeks, and he's just he said exactly that. He said it should be the greatest time for him to get all this recognition. But also with all this stuff up in the air in court, he's kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. He doesn't want to be seen as somebody who's really profiting off of her work, because that's what a lot of people feel that he's doing. He's kind of trying to lay low, but at the same time, it's hard to lay low when you're up for an Oscar.
And he made a couple of legal mistakes along the way.
Yeah, I don't know if he would characterize it that way, but other people have told me, yes, he didn't do certain things. He thinks he did his due diligence in trying to find an heir and reaching an agreement with that person. But legally, because she died without a will, you really need to try to find out, are there other heirs out there? There needs to be a period where heirs have a chance to come forward. So that's basically what's going on now. The county got in control of the estate and is trying to figure out, are there other heirs, and possibly work out a deal with Maloof and other people who own the negatives to try to bring this to a resolution.
Well, how rare is this? We have a legal battle over someone who never told anyone that she was an artist in life and gave little indication that she wanted anyone to see any of this work.
There are so many aspects of this case that are unprecedented, just from a legal standpoint, also just from an artistic standpoint, that somebody would take all these photos, that they're so good, everybody agrees that they're excellent, and not tell anybody, and then it's only after she dies that they're recognized. And, yeah, now you have this deal going on in Cook County Court where normally, obviously when they're dealing with an estate of somebody who had no will and no heirs, 99% of the time that estate has very little funds and they're just quietly settled. But in this case, we're talking about potentially millions and millions of dollars. And when there's millions of dollars involved in anything, it gets complicated.
Well, do you sense any regret in your time talking to Maloof about the way he's gone about this?
Yeah, I mean, he's a little, he doesn't want to come out and say, I'm sure he regrets some things about how it's played out. He's really upset about this. He takes the criticism to heart, and he doesn't, from his perspective, he has put a lot of time and money and effort into this to bring her photographs to life and promote them. And he's not trying to get rich off of it. He claims he's only recently begun to turn a profit because it's so time-consuming and expensive to print. These are old, obviously old negatives that you have to go through a special process to get printed and developed. So I'm sure he has regrets, but yeah, he's claiming that it's unfair, the treatment he's getting.
Anything new to report from the legal battle?
It's up in court in a couple weeks in Cook County. Right now, everything is kind of behind the scenes. We had an article a couple weeks ago about these behind-the-scenes negotiations where they basically are trying to reach a deal because the county has the legal right to the copyrights, but without the negatives, it's not really worth anything. And then from Maloof's standpoint, he has the negatives, but without the copyrights, he can't produce and sell them at galleries and things like that. So something is going to come to a head. We just don't know how and when, but it could take months or years.
But we do have several exhibits out in this and other countries, if you go to the Vivian Meyer website right now.
Yeah, some of them have been taken down, and some were canceled. There was a big exhibit that was supposed to be in Moscow. The only one in Chicago that's still up that I know of is at the Chicago History Museum. They've been able to keep it up because they don't charge entry fee, and it's not for profit. But a lot of people are just scared, and they don't want to expose themselves to any kind of legal action by the county if they're found to be profiting from these images.
Well, what role, if any, would a Best Documentary Oscar play in this legal fight?
What role would it play? It doesn't really, other than it's brought a lot more attention to this, and there's a lot of people, I mean, if you go online and look at some of the reviews of this documentary, they are less than kind, because there's a certain element out there. People think that John Maloof, because he co-wrote and co-directed the documentary, they're saying it's just another example of how he thinks he's the story, and really it's Vivian Meyer who's the story, and that he's unfairly profiting and kind of puffing himself up to be the story.
Well, have you formed any opinion of her from the film and all this time covering the legal battles?
It's an unprecedented story. The fact that she was a Chicago nanny who had this uncanny eye for street photography and was able to get these kind of like shockingly intimate portraits of people. And there's a lot of people who wish they could find out more about her and what she was like. And so from that perspective, the documentary does a good job laying that out. But there's a lot about her we'll probably never know.
Hazarded a guess what will happen ultimately, and I'm sure this will take a long time to play out in the courts.
I think they're going to come to some sort of deal, but whether that's going to be good enough for Maloof to take, Jeff Goldstein, the other guy who sold his negatives, told me that he would never in a million years, I believe the quote was, he would cut his wrists before he would make a deal with Cook County, which is not known as a bastion of efficient government. So the fact that they would be taking over a project, an art project, worth millions of dollars is bizarre to people and scary. I think it'll be resolved, but it's going to take a while.
You would expect someday John Maloof is given maybe due credit. Whether there's some criticism of how he went about his work, he still exposed this photography of this woman.
Sure. From his perspective, and it's a pretty fair argument that these negatives that he bought at a storage locker auction could have easily either gotten into the wrong hands or hands of somebody who had no idea what they were looking at, or maybe just thrown out. They could have been thrown in a dumpster, and then nobody would even know anything about Vivian Meyer. Nobody would have ever seen her photos. So that's where he's coming from. It's a fairly good argument, I think.
It would be interesting if the film did win, though. This is just exactly what Maloof would say on the stage come Oscar night.
Yeah, and what the reaction would be to some people in Chicago with this brewing behind the scenes. But I think it's bad timing for him, the exposure that it brings. But we'll see. He's up against some other very good documentaries. And, of course, in Chicago, there's also an added element that his co-writer and director is the nephew of the movie critic, Gene Siskel. and another documentary about Roger Ebert's life was passed over. John Malouf's movie made it, so there's that whole element going.
Well, being in Urbana, the hometown of Roger Ebert, yeah, people are well aware of mm-hmm. life itself and the perceived snub of that film. So
right.
Best worst case for John Malouf.
Best case would be that the county offers him something where he's able to continue to develop the negatives that he has. He's got a whole trove of color film. Later in her life, Vivian Meyer switched to color film. Those negatives are sitting in a freezer in his office, and they're waiting just to be developed. So I think what he wants is for the county to, he knows they're going to be involved, but to let him continue doing his thing. And he may have to kick money into the estate in case an heir comes forward, but that would be his best case scenario. Worst case, there's lawsuits, there's subpoenas. They could hold him in contempt of court. All sorts of bad things can happen when high-powered lawyers get involved. And if there's millions of dollars at stake, he doesn't want to lose control of what he's got. So that would be the worst case scenario, is that he's ordered to just turn over his negatives.
And what are the best and worst cases for fans of Meyer's work?
For the fans, it's all about seeing the photos, right? So I think the worst case scenario, obviously, is that because of this legal battle, no one gets to see him. And the best case is that something has worked out. And really, for the fans, it all comes down to, I mean, who really cares? If somebody's making money off of it, hopefully it's the right person. But, yeah, that the best case scenario would be the photographs remain on display in galleries and museums across the world.
All right. Jason Meisner, federal courts reporter for the Tribune. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks a lot.
We need to take a break now, but up next we'll talk with Austin McCann, general manager of the Art Theater Co-op in Champaign, and Julie Turnock, University of Illinois, assistant professor of media and film studies. We'll talk about film's diversity problem and a number of other Illinois connections at the Academy Awards. Stay with us.